Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I've got an hour of good bluegrass music lined up for you. If you're like us here in New Zealand, we've just gone into level 3, which means we're not quite as locked down as we were in level 4, but there's not really much difference, especially not for the over 70s like me. But the good news is we've got an hour of bluegrass ahead of us, and we're going to kick right into that with a great band called Sawmill Road. This is from their album 1. Sawmill Road is Bruce Johnson on fiddle, Steve Spurgeon on bass, Charles Edsel on guitar, Dick Brown on banjo, and Mark Miracle on mandolin. And we're going to kick it off with a tune called Goodnight Girl. Great song, and it was written by Dan Creary, this song. Have a listen to it.
Good night, girl, tonight I'm all alone, and I'm thinking about you. The wind is cold and high over North Dakota, and it sings into the night. There's an ocean of moonlight out on the highway, and a thousand miles between us. It's dark over North America, and in the reaches of my mind. Good night, girl, tonight I'm all alone in this crowd of 7,000. They're all having a good time, and you know they like to hear their music loud. But it ain't the noise and the dust and the bright lights in my eyes that's got me dazzled. This lady's face I fantasize ain't someone that you find out in the crowd. Living my nights on the highway, making up songs along the way. And I wonder if you love me in the morning when you wake up all alone and I'm many miles away. I'm on the road, flying through the darkness. Out on Colorado's plain, the highway, and the starlight's just a friend. But I've come to appreciate these headlights in the night for their perspective. And I don't look from side to side when what I love is out there straight ahead. Living my nights on the highway, making up songs along the way. And I wonder if you love me in the morning when you wake up all alone and I'm many miles away. I hope you sleep in a sweet and peaceful slumber. Dream your favorite dreams about the good times when you were a little girl. Sometimes I'm surprised how good it feels to spend my days just thinking about you. And this road is not so long that it don't lead to you from somewhere in this world. Living my nights on the highway, making up songs along the way. And I wonder if you love me in the morning wake up all alone, and I'm many miles away.
They are a great band. I really enjoy their music. I saw them in 2017 at the Grass Valley Festival in California, and they were sort of having a reunion concert, and the people loved them. And Mark Miracle, of course, a mandolin player and tenor singer, has been out to New Zealand and Australia with the Sonoran Dogs. And last time he came, he brought the banjo player from Sawmill Road, Dick Brown, with him. So that would have been a real treat for us too. Next on the list, we got Missy Werner, and with the Missy Werner Band. That's Missy Werner playing mandolin and doing vocals, Artie Werner on string bass and doing the baritone, Jeff Roberts on banjo, Tim Strong on guitar and the low tenor vocals, Jennifer Strickland does some tenor vocals, Aaron Till plays the fiddle, Mike Witcher on the dobro, and we're going to have a couple of tunes from her. First one now, and the second one just a little bit later. What are we going to have? Three little words from her now. This is applies to all of us, these words. And then a little bit later on, we might have the tune Blue Skies and Teardrops, which is a great tune. The Missy Werner Band.
Three little words to do. He'll be gone soon as the sun can wake him, heading nowhere far as his thumb can take him. She'll sit alone.
Was the Missy Werner Band, Three Little Words, and it's amazing what they can do. Next up, we've got a band, haven't played them very much on the show, Bad Moon Rising, from the album Strange New World, and we're going to hear a track called Stone by Stone.
¶¶ like a wildfire. Her tender smile can light a darkened sky. Her dancing eyes are so inviting, but when she looks at me, I'm paralyzed. If she were a rock, she'd be a diamond. If she were a flower, she'd be a rose. Jenny belongs in an ivory tower. And if she only loved me, I'd build a stone by stone. She's a walking dream, a real life treasure. I'm a prisoner of her girlish charm. I give all I own without hesitation, just to spend one night in sweet Jenny's arms. If she were a rock, she'd be a diamond. If she were a flower, she'd be a rose. Jenny belongs in an ivory tower. And if she only loved me, I'd build a stone by stone. If she were a rock, she'd be a diamond. If she were a flower, she'd be a rose. Well, my Jenny belongs in an ivory tower. And if she only loved me, I'd build a stone by stone. If she only loved me, I'd build a stone by stone.
That's the band Blue Moon Rising, and that's a tune called Stone by Stone. The band is Chris West on guitar and vocals, Brandon Bostick on mandolin and vocals, Tony Maxwell on bass and vocals, and Owen Platt on banjo. It's written down at about 0.6 size and a little bit hard to read on the CD.
This is Jimmy Anderson, a picker from across the pond in Friendship, Tennessee. You are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, my favorite bluegrass show, with host Paul Trenwith.
And here's Sawmill Road again, this time with the Gordon Lightfoot song called Song for a Winter's Night.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room, and I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with. Rising in the shadows overhead, and my glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. Mm-hmm. my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. Morning light steals across my window pane, where webs of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love and to be once again with you on this winter night with you.
That was Sawmill Road, just a fine band. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, big store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from Free FM 89.0. And Shearer's have been supplying the needs to musicians throughout Hamilton, certainly throughout the Waikato and the wider area for more than 50 years. They do a fine job. And as soon as they're allowed to open again, I'm sure they will, and people will be stocking up on all the things that they can think of to help with their music. I know in this lockdown I've been working on tunes and playing banjo and mandolin for different tunes, and thoroughly enjoying it. Oh, the Osborne Brothers have long been one of my favourite groups, and the last time I saw them was in 1998 at the Ryman Auditorium on a Monday night. They were part of a concert there, and I was there with a group from New Zealand, and we're touring around and watching bluegrass music at different places, and they were absolutely superb. So I've got a bluegrass concert here from an album called Bluegrass Spectacular, the Osborne Brothers in concert in 1981 when they recorded it. The album was released in 1982. Bobby Osborne on mandolin and vocals, Sonny Osborne on banjo. Of course, they had Paul Brewster with them on guitar and harmony vocals. He later joined up with Ricky Skaggs, of course. Jimmy Brock on bass. He worked with the Osborne Brothers for a long time. Leon Rhodes playing lead acoustic guitar. Hal Rugg is playing pedal steel in this concert. And Buddy Spiker is on fiddle. And I've selected a couple of great songs that are sort of typical Osborne Brothers songs. The first one is Fastest Grass Alive, and second is one called Bluegrass Melodies. Let's listen to the Osborne Brothers in concert.
I want to do you a song here now that we've been singing this one for quite a while. Everybody, Ray Eddington, Buddy Spiker, Hal Rugg, and Leon Rhodes, and all of us are going to, well, Jim Brock, Paul, all of us are going to get together. We're going to do some singing and some picking on this one also, and we'll all kind of just mix it up and, as we go around the horn with it while everybody take his turn picking. The fastest grass alive. The most wanted fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky fried morning. The fastest grass alive. Up Rocky Top there live the breeding brothers. Rufus, Festus, Fred, and Little Will. They can lay that bluegrass down, sicker than a blue tick hound, smoother than the moonshine from their still. The most wanted, fastest grass alive, living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky fried, won't he? The fastest grass alive. Steel guitar, nice sound for old Hal over there. They've been the five most wanted men since their reputation reached the county seat. Sheriff, he told his men, said, I want that bunch of boys brought in and signed up to my recording company. folks going in fast as grass alive. Living somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky fried, wanting the fastest grass alive. There's plenty of spot for the fiddle now. Here's Leon. Sheriff sent a posse up that mountain. Set place that bunch of boys under arrest. Posse went stone blind off a music of moonshine. They still up there, they ain't come down yet. Roar right out of town. The most wanted, fastest grass alive. Somewhere on that mountainside. Finger picking good Kentucky fried, won't it? The fastest grass alive. Here's Sunny now.
Sing along.
That's the Osborne Brothers, Bluegrass Memories. Great song, isn't it? We really ought to learn that one with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's the Missy Werner Band again with a tune called Blue Skies and Teardrops.
Teardrops have got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, but the road says you've got to move along. Does anybody passing by know how I feel as another morning settles like the dust behind my heels, in the shadow of a restless soul born on wheels, bound to sing the highways song.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, but the road says you've got to move along.
And teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, but the road says you've got to move along. Shoes to tell. I left them lying there for someone else to tell, when the road says you've got to move along.
Blue skies and teardrops got me down, and the wheat straw in the wind keeps blowing round and round. Miles full of emptiness is all I've found, but the road says you've got to move along. But the road says you've got to move along.
Oh, thank you to the Missy Werner Band. And one more song from Blue Moon Rising, Hearts to Stone, that's what it's called.
Knock me down, and I wonder how I find the strength to stand. Well, she spoke of the way we've been living. Lately, it's been nothing more. She thought that her leaving would hurt me. Well, you ought to see my teardrops hit the floor. Where is the girl who claimed my heart and soul? My darling will haunt me as I pray that she might love me once again. Where is the girl
who claim my heart and soul? And where is the boy who once loved her? Did they grow up and turn their hearts to stone?
That was Blue Moon Rising with Hearts to Stone. Raymond McLean is a name that I've heard around for a long time. He was in a family band with his dad and his sister and I think his mum way back in the early days too. But I think he ended up as director of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music. But I've got a great album here which is sort of a cross between bluegrass and old-timey music. And we're going to have an instrumental off that album. The instrumental is called Kentucky Mountain Banjo and that's also the name of the album. And on it is Raymond McLean playing banjo, Mike Stevens is playing the harmonica, Jesse McReynolds is playing the mandolin, fiddle is played by Glenn Duncan, and guitar by Michael Kane McLean, bass is by Ruth McLean Smith. That's a family band right there for you. And here's Kentucky Mountain Banjo. Mountain Banjo by Raymond McLean. When Hamilton County Bluegrass Band were playing music around New Zealand in the late 1960s, early 1970s, quite often one of the comments made was, you don't play enough New Zealand songs. So we always made a point of trying to do songs that we'd written ourselves in the style of the bluegrass songs, but every now and then we borrowed a New Zealand folk song. And we always tried to put on a entertainment-filled show. One of the songs we used to do was called Down at the Hall on Saturday Night and is written by a well-known songwriter in New Zealand called Peter Cape, who used to write humorous songs about various situations in New Zealand. And we thought this song really suited us fine. And I've got a recording made in 1970 at the Wynyard Tavern, Auckland, New Zealand. And this is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Lindsay Bodoni on bass, myself on banjo, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Colleen Bain, she was then, on fiddle, and David Calder on mandolin. And here we are clowning it round with Down at the Hall on Saturday Night.
People often complain that we never do anything to do with New Zealand folk music at all. We like to rectify the situation by doing an indigenous New Zealand folk song in a true bluegrass style. And we're going to start it off like this. That characterises it straight away. I got a new brown sports coat. I got a new pair of grey strides. I got a real Kiwi haircut. A bit off the top and short back and side. Soon as I've tied up me curry, soon as I swept down the yard, soon as I pose down me gumboots, I'll be living it high and I'll be living it hard. Gonna hop onto the tractor, gonna belt it on out of the gate. There's a hop down at the hall tonight, and she starts sharp somewhere about 8:30. We got the teacher to belt the piano. We got Joe from the store on drums. We're as slick as the orange in Auckland for hooping things up and making them hum. See the Sheilas cutting the supper. See the kids sliding over the floor. See the great big bunch of jokers hanging round the door. I had a shatish with the tart from the butchers. I had a waltz with the constable's wife. I had a beer from the keg on the cream truck. And the cop had one too, you can bet your sweet life. Oh, it's great being out with the jokers, when the jokers are sparkling and bright. And it's great giving cheek to the Sheilas, down the hall on Saturday night.
Oh, we were pretty crazy in those days. And that was a very small stage we were playing on at the Wynyard Tavern, and the audience is right up in our faces, and very the closeness of a folk club concert is just amazing. And we were carrying on like idiots there. It was good fun. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'd like to say a big hello to all the people throughout New Zealand listening on the Access Radio stations. This show comes from Free FM in Hamilton, New Zealand, where it's first aired on a Tuesday night, but then different times throughout the week it's aired at different Access radio stations throughout New Zealand and indeed throughout Canada. So a big hi to all the people in Canada who are listening. Anthony, thank you for writing to me. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope you enjoy a shout out down here from Hamilton, New Zealand. Radio Fanshawe, London, Ontario, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, and CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Prince George, British Columbia, and of course Bluegrass Planet Radio. Thank you very much for listening to my take on bluegrass music right from right down here in the bottom of the South Pacific Ocean, New Zealand. I love this bluegrass music. I've enjoyed playing it since the mid-1960s, and I still get a thrill every time I hear some banjo and fiddle working its way through there. I've spent lockdown period trying to learn a few different tunes on mandolin and on banjo and revising old tunes and generally having a good time. Let's listen to Kentucky Mountain banjo player Raymond McLean again with Why Don't You Haul Off and Love Me.
By the age of 33, I'm not telling my age, but something's got a hold of me. I'm just craving some loving in the old-fashioned way. Honey, lend an ear and listen to all I have to say. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you. Now, darling, come a little closer, put your little hand in mine. Please don't change your mind, for my lovesick heart's throbbing as I hold you close to mine. I'm bound to have a lot of loving waiting for me on the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you. Near me, hear you breathing soft and fine. I can feel a little tingle crawling up and down my spine. I don't believe the glove will hurt you, 'cause it feels so nice and kind. It seems mighty close to heaven when your loving's on the line. Why don't you haul off and love me one more time? Why don't you squeeze me until I'm turning blind? If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you. If you don't cuddle up and love me like I want you to do, I'm gonna haul off and die over you.
Raymond McLean with the old Wayne Rainey song. A few years ago at the Mountain Grass Bluegrass Festival in Australia, Chris Henry was there with his band, and part of his band was a fiddle player called Karina Rose Logston, and my friend Bruce O'Hara and I just loved to hear Karina play fiddle. She had a big grin and she just really got stuck into Chris's music. Well, Bruce found out that she was part of a band with her husband, and they play some great music. Jeremy Stevens plays guitar and does lead vocals. Karina Rose Logston plays fiddle and does harmony vocals and some lead vocals. Kurt Stevenson plays banjo and does harmony vocals. Vicky Vaughan on bass and Daniel Armick on mandolin. And we're going to have a couple of tunes from them if we've got time. The first one is a gospel song called I See a Bright Light Shining. This is from the band High Fidelity.
Bright light shining, hear the train wheels whining. and start your heart to pining. Oh, how sad, oh, how sad. That train is drawing near now. My eyes are filled with tears now. It's bringing all my dear one, but she's dead, yes, she's dead. When we parted, we both were brokenhearted. Then the bright light started coming in round the bend. To her heart she held me. I heard her softly tell me, I'll be back, God willing, when the lilacs bloom again. Watch the bright light leaving, left alone and grieving, begging please don't leave me, all in vain, all in vain. The news had reached her mother, father, sister and brother, she died while helping others in the wreck of the train. It'll take me to my sweetheart. Don't let my loved ones walk hard. With a light spoon forever, they're all thrilled with my love. I see a bright light shining. Train wheels whining, starts my heart to pining. Oh, how sad, oh, how sad. That train is drawing near now. My eyes are filled with tears now. It's bringing on my dear one, but she's dead, yes, she's dead.
Oh, that's the band High Fidelity. Didn't they do a good job? They've got a magic sound. Lovely level of enthusiasm that really comes through what they're playing. While we're doing some gospel music, let's hear from the Earls of Leicester. Sean Kemp on lead vocals and guitar. Charlie Cushman on banjo mostly, but on lead guitar on this song that I've picked. Jerry Douglas on dobro. Tim O'Brien on mandolin. Johnny Warren on fiddle. And Barry Bales on bass. And as you know, they're Flattened Scruggs copy band in some ways, but they play Flattened Scruggs music. This time the song I've selected is written by Carter Stanley and it's called Who Will Sing For Me? Great bluegrass song, and this is the Earls of Leicester doing it for you.
Oft I sing
for my friends
when death's cold hand I see.
But when
I am called, who will sing one song for me?
Assure
that some friends silent sea. Who will sing?
The Earls of Leicester with Who Will Sing For Me. Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs put out an album in 1980 of just duet material, vocal duets and instrumental duets. Using just guitar and mandolin, sometimes two guitars, they recorded a whole bunch of old songs and really gave them a new life. Up till then, Tony had been working with the New South and David Grisman, the Tony Rice Unit, and the Rice Brothers. And Ricky Skaggs had been working also with New South, J.D. Crowe's band, that is, Boone Creek and Emmylou Harris. So they had a real background in the music, but they sort of returned to their roots, really, with this one. And I've picked a song from that album called There's More Pretty Girls Than One. This is an interesting song. It's a traditional tune. It's called a traditional song. First recorded in 1929 by Rutherford and Rutherford, who went by the pseudonym of Crocker and Cannon. It was recorded by the Arthur Smith Trio in 1936. He had the Delmore Brothers working with him. It was recorded by Woody Guthrie. It's been recorded by Lyle Lovett, Doc Watson, and a whole bunch of other people because it's such a great song. But here's Tony Rice and Ricky Skaggs with There's More Pretty Girls Than One.
There's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. Mama talked to me last night. She gave to me some good advice. She said, son, you ought to quit this old rambling all around and marry you sweet loving wife. There's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around, and there's more pretty girls than one. Honey, look down that old lonesome road. Hang down your pretty head and cry, 'cause I'm thinking all about them pretty little gals and hoping that I'll never die. There's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one. There's more pretty girls than one, more pretty girls than one. Any old town that I ramble all around in, there's more pretty girls than one.
Oh, wasn't that pretty? More Pretty Girls Than One, and just a fine version there by Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice. You've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Thank you very much for joining me with this program. We're going to take it out with Karina Rose Logston and her band High Fidelity from the album Hi-Fi Bluegrass, playing an instrumental tune called Lost Indian. Thanks, and see you next time.